Welcome to GTMSP episode 37, but today I will talk about technology. Technology is around us. We live in the world of technology, and technology is advancing in the life span. Why is technology advancing? Because everything that we do or, say or invent, everything that we are doing right now leads up to more advanced and powerful technology that can help us and also not help us in a way that is very good. However, technology is a really good use. But it can be used for good, but or it can be used for bad, depending on how you use technology. Now, I personally am going to use technology for the good of my benefits in doing that by inventing things. I'm going to have fun doing this. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. I'm going to have a blast. I know a lot of you guys are going to have a blast while doing this too. It's going to be fun. I mean, I get it. Doing things like this is hard work, it gets tiring, and all that stuff. But, hey, you guys know as well as I do that all these things are happening. And you guys also know that we live in the world of technology. Technology is appearing from left and right. New gaming consoles, new phones, new ways to bring technology into our lives. Self-driving cars, technology cars, cars run on energy. Anything that has technology in it is advancing. Yes, that's right, technology is advancing. It's advancing with every single detail that we know. Technology is advancing to whatever or wherever it could be. But technology can help lives, or it can ruin lives. Now, what side are you guys going to be on if you go down this path? Are you going to be on the helping side or the ruin side? Please choose the helping side, because that's what I want to do. I want to help people. I want to make it so people can live a longer life. If you want to live a longer life, choose a healthier lifespan. Just saying. Anyways, back to technology. Technology is something that we adore, but I feel like we as humans reflect on technology so much that we allow it to do everything. And when I mean this, literally everything for us. We allow technology to do everything for us. We allow this to happen. We gotta make sure to not let this happen. Whatever we do, we gotta make sure that none of this happens to the part where you can do things in your life span. But hey, it is awesome because we are creating a world of technology that is like destroying human race. Guys, we don't want to destroy human race or animal kingdoms or any creatures or critters, because without them, without humans, there would be nothing. There won't even be any existence or anything in the life matter to do something about it. Now, when you think of it, you're thinking, oh, is that what it is? Or is that what is portraying as it to the part where you can do any living thing, but you can do it in a way that is the same to people, but not. And I mean this quite physically, not to let anything interfere with anyone. Because if you do, therefore, anything can happen, okay? But with the power of technology and with the power of us humans, we can do anything we desire. Doing anything we desire can be very, very, very handy. And what we desire is not too different from what we want to do or want to advance in life. With technology, that's getting in the way with technology, guys. And you guys didn't know this. And yes, I love technology. I do love it because it has helped me for many, many things. It helps me learn new things about science, technology, and many other things. Even nature. I love technology. I use it quite frequently to watch TV shows, to listen to podcasts. So you guys can understand what I'm just trying to say. But there also needs to come a time when we need to limit ourselves from technology. Because technology can be good and can be helpful, but it can also destroy us and destroy human race as we know it. And therefore, and it can also destroy the creatures and critters' life span as we know it too. And there won't be any of those anymore. There won't be any living thing on Earth. Everything may or will be to the part where technology has taken over the world. But some of us are not gonna let that happen. Because some of us know within our hearts and always knowing what's good for us is doing things with technology is a big responsibility. Right now I have an MP3 player in my hand and I love listening to music. But the thing is, listening to music can be really, really big. However, when you get a song stuck in your head, where does that sound come from? It doesn't come from technology. No. Where does songs come from, guys? Where do music and songs actually come from? They come from us humans. Technology is just another way of expressing and using that technology to, something that we created with music and instruments to technology for all to hear. That's how artists make money. That's how albums make money. That's how playlists make money. Even bands, groups, anything, anyone who makes music is making money off of the reason why people are making money is because they're using technology to do so, and they're using technology to make money off of something that they are recording and doing with their own voice and with the instrument that they are with, that they are well trained to do and use in life. Doing these things is a big responsibility. And yes, there are instruments out there in the world that don't have technology added to them. I love those instruments. I don't want to change any of those instruments. And from my point of view, we are still making those instruments. I love that. I love that we're still making those instruments on how they are, because people found out that it's really good to have it how it is and not to mess with it. But I mean, of course, there's been some, things here and then to make things portable, transportable, and things that just want to create more oomph to it, like more jazz or hip-hop or whatever. With technology, that falls under that line with that. Technology kind of falls under the line of everything we do, or to everything we read, like audiobooks. Yes, we're using technology while listening to audiobooks. I don't mind listening to an audiobook. Listening to an audiobook is fun, and it's very, very joyful. But living with technology is awesome. I love living in the world of technology. I love doing things that we can do to the part or point of having fun. I love doing this stuff. I love doing anything that I can to do stuff that makes it to the part where I can do things how I want to do them instead of not do them in a way or a format that is being done. Like I said, we people are living in the world of technology. And the technology where we're at today are and is advanced. And I love that, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that this is the events that we are doing. I appreciate that something that we're doing is heartfelt and loving to those who need it and care for it. I love that. I just want us people, humans, whatever you call yourself, I want us to go out into the world and see for what it is. And I want us to hang around and communicate and talk to each other, not through technology, but through a natural given way. Yes, we have technology to help us contact people, contact loved ones, and contact who we need to be there. But do we really, really want technology in our lives to the part where it can actually ruin our lives, and it will actually ruin a chance for us to succeed in life, to do something? I don't think so. I'm happy to have technology, but this has to be a line to draw with technology, guys. There has to be a line. You can use technology for some of the time and for some of the days, but you should never, ever, ever be on technology for the whole entire time. You should never be on technology for the whole entire life span. Okay? If you're on technology for your whole entire life, that's not good. That's not good. Look, I love technology. I really do. It helps me in so many ways, like I said. But there will come a time where we have to limit ourselves from the real world and from the technology world. Okay? Technology can be used for good, but it can also be used for bad too. So, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the good side or the bad side? Please choose the good side, but if you do choose the bad side, whatever you choose, that's okay. Because what your choice is your choice. And many people will love you for what, not for what you, for not the choice that you make, but they'll love you for who you are. And I love everyone just the way they are, not the way that of the choices that they made. Okay? I love everyone just the way they are in life. Because we are all Heavenly Father's children. Sorry, I had to get a little spiritual there. But it works in a way of technology. Okay? And yes, I'm still talking about technology. You guys got a problem with that? I didn't think so. Anyways, I love my life. I love doing a podcast. And without technology, I wouldn't even do a podcast. None of the podcasters would do a podcast without technology. Even YouTubers won't even do YouTube videos or those things, videos like that, without technology. We are very happy to have technology for YouTubers. We YouTubers and podcasters are really happy to have, you know, technology in our lives so we can make videos and post them for the world to see and to create a listening thing for people to listen to so they can get knowledge, spiritual things, and just enjoy something just for the fun of it. I like doing that. I love doing things like this. And using technology has got me to this point where I am now talking and sharing my thoughts and ideas with you guys through my episodes. And I love it. I love doing episodes for you guys. I love doing a podcast. I love it. It's lots of fun doing a podcast, because when I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing it for the fun. I'm not doing it for the fame or for the glory. I'm just doing it just for fun. Okay? Like YouTube, I'm doing it just for fun. If I get money from this or YouTube, that's okay. I'm not gonna go ahead and turn into a business. If I get money from them, that's okay. I will have a different business that will give me even more money. And if this and YouTube adds money into that, well, I'll go for it. I'll allow it. So, try to understand, as the world that we're living in, that's technology, try to understand that not everyone and not you guys, and you guys don't always have to be around technology, and you guys don't have to be around anything that can lift you down or up, or whatever it does to you. One thing I'd like to say before I end, okay? Yes, it's true. Technology is advancing. And yes, I know for a fact that in the near future, for the quite a few years, there'll be even more better and upgraded technology consoles that we have today. And yes, there'll be something newer or something that hasn't been added in life. I get that. But let's not let technology a part of our life, okay? Thank you. If you guys like this episode, please check out my other episodes that I have. I love that you guys love listening to my episodes, and I adore that. So, you know that you love them, and I know that you are not, and you know that you love them, and I know that you love them. So, keep on listening to my podcast episodes, and if you guys are new to the podcast, or have found this episode and it appeared on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, whatever it is. Therefore, it can be in a good way to do something awesome and fulfilling in a way that is amazing. Okay? I love doing things like that. I love doing in a way that is good, awesome, and great. Okay? I love doing that. So I really, really do adore everything that I do. So yeah, like I said, if you guys are listening to this episode that just pop up, I would suggest listening to my other episodes that I have. They are wonderful, great, and you will adore them and love them as much as I love creating them. I have no sponsors for my podcast yet. I will probably soon, just not yet. Anyways, I have an Instagram account, Discord account, and a YouTube channel. My Instagram is eStew. That is eStew. And it's spelled E-S-T, the letter U-W. Once again, E-S-T, the letter U-W. And my Discord account is eStew Creativity. That is eStew Creativity. And it's spelled the same way as my Instagram account, except for the U, except for the letter U. Take out the letter U and put in E. So that's E-S-T-E-W Creativity. Once again, E-S-T-E-W Creativity. That is my server, and also you can put in Isu to friend me on Discord. And my YouTube channel is the exact same thing as Discord. E-Stew Creativity. You know how to spell it. And I said it once again. So, yeah. I hope you guys like this episode. And I hope you guys love listening to all my episodes. And I'm never, ever going to stop creating episodes for you guys. So, yeah. I think that is it. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. And of course, I'll catch you on the flip side.